see.
Yep. It's NZLT or what's the name of this town? Lyman, I guess it is. Jerry, how you doing?
Yeah, I thought it was you, and I decided to go upstairs and get on the 25-watt rig. Be sure and get a hold of it. Hope you're doing okay.
It's a great old gloomy day, but we're doing fine. 57 degrees. We're headed over to Costco's and Sam's over at Spartanburg here, over in WU2T territory.
Stopped out here a few minutes ago. It looks nice here. About 58 or so, maybe something like that outside. I was out yesterday. It was had the grandkids over yesterday. They went outside for a little while, but tell you what, something's tearing me up the last couple of days, because it was just, I see all these blooms out, and I guess it's the pollen starting to get them out. I've been taking that Astelin, which is like an Astapro. It's like a spray antihistamine, and it seems to work pretty well, but it works pretty fast. You don't have to, it's not like the Flonase or any of the other stuff. You don't have to take it for a while before it starts working. It starts working in about 30 minutes. It doesn't seem to have any side effects like some of the other stuff does.
Well, Bernice, I asked her why she didn't take a Benadryl this morning, because once he starts a sneezing episode, it's usually about 10 of them in a row. And she did on the way out of town, but she's kind of stabilized now. I don't know, are you stable, Mom? Yeah, I'm stable. That's personal opinion, of course. Back to you, Jerry.
When you didn't get white with a frying pan, it's because you're driving, Tom.
She has one, luckily. Well, I did a little bit of HF yesterday, looking at it. And I only made two or three tries at it. That 3 Bravo 7's on from St. Brandon out. It's the other side of Madagascar. Oh, my God, Jerry. You would think CW's dead, but it's far from dead. I'm telling you. You just couldn't hardly separate them on the band scope. And I got a pretty good-sized band scope. And the idiots and the lids and so many people, they don't know what they're doing. They're tuning up on the DX. They're everything from cussing to whatever you can think of on there. And then these guys get on there that don't know CW. And they just push a button, you know, and over and over and over and over. So I tried about 3 shots at it just for the fun of it, and I turned it off.
I know the FTA's real popular, but CW's always been my favorite mate. I don't copy it as well as I did at one time, but I always enjoyed that page, yeah. It always... had a little bit of advantage. I'm sure FT8's a little easier to work with low power, but that's not the same thing to me. I still enjoy listening to CW on HF when I can just tune in to listen sometimes. And yeah, I tell you, when the band's up, it's pretty busy. There's a lot of people that are going back to realizing that CW's the way to go. I'm getting a little hoarse here, Tom.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, last night, I guess they all got wore out, and their arms or their fingers wore out, and I kicked it up on 40. There wasn't nothing there, and there's usually always a few. So then there was some computer stuff, but very little of that. So I kicked it up and looked through the other bands. Now, this was 15 meters yesterday that I tried on. I've got them on 3 other bands, so I don't really need them for a country. I just need a band filler. So anyways, I did that, but last night I kicked it up on all the way up to 10 meters and back down, and so I threw it into an area on 20, where you usually hear a lot of good code, about the lower 25 kcs. And lo and behold, there was a Russian. but they're posting bad things about the Russians on QRZ, so I didn't put him up there. But I'd worked him before. It's just nice to see you again. I told Bernice, I don't know where I'm at. You know, Russia's a big country. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was a Uniform Alpha 3, and it was in Moscow. A lot of them right around Moscow, but I didn't acknowledge it on QRZ.
I've heard them on sidebands a lot, too. At least I did while I still had HF rig, but the vans are starting to open up here and there. 10 meters is open enough. I talked to a guy the other day, and he said 10 meters opened up pretty well for him one morning, and I don't know about six. It's getting about time of year when six starts opening up, maybe March or April. But you don't use a auto tier. You just do CW, you don't use auto tier to call CQ.
I call CQ with my own fingers, and that's all I ever use, Jerry. Look me up on QRZ, and that pretty well says it. But in the bio there, I don't use any computer-aided things other than, the QRZ and stuff like that you can see people on. But just like last night, I just dial up a frequency and look at the band scope, which I never had in my life till I come down here a few years ago. Thanks to Bill in 4IQ, he helped me get that arranged. And I bought a dongle from Bob, and my radio don't have a direct IF output. And you got to have that for a band scope or use the dongle. And so got that fixed up. And I just look around and click on them on there, and the radio tunes to it. But that's the only computer-aided thing I got, I guess you would say, as far as punching a button and make it send or anything. I don't have that. I had one of those things one time up in Kansas and give it away. And then at one of the ham fests here, over Spartanburg, I bought one, an MFJ one. The guy said it worked, and he was lying, of course, and I got home and it didn't work, so I repaired it, and then I give it away. They're kind of handy, I guess, if you're running contests, though. I can understand using that stuff on a contest.
Yeah, use something similar to that for checking on band openings on 2 meters, they'll run CW, run a auto-cure phone deal on CW, just to see what the band opening is. If they can hear it, they'll leave the radio on record to see if they hear anything come back. And there's a guy in Spartanburg, I think his call was N4DT, that I used to work on 2 meter sideband years ago, and he had an EME station. He could make a band up. I think he'd run about a kilowatt, because there's a guy up in Rock Hill, Rick Porter, AA4SC, he was running about a kilowatt through his EME station. He had DXCC EME, I believe, Tom.
Yeah. The only ones that... Go ahead. There, fella. I'm trying to let this guy get in the other lane. And I didn't see him, but I was right up on him, Jerry. Yeah, that's something. There was a guy, he's passed away now, Ed. He was up on Robinson Lake, and he had VUCC, I think, on, 400 megacycle band. He was very, very well known, or he had 98 or 99, but anyways, it was real hard stuff to get, but it's either there or it's not there, you know, and you're depending on a lot of different variables to get it, you know, chop strip ducting and other things that I can't even remember to say right now. Well, we're right across from Sam's, but we're headed over to Costco, Jerry.
Bernice, go. Hope everything clears up with Bernice on the sneezing. Lynn and I both have a sneezing fit every once in a while, but she's been kind of body's bothered both of us. It usually bothers me, but it's been bothered both of us the last couple of days. But I'll talk to you a little bit later on and let you go. Pay attention to the traffic and watch those parking lots. That's the most dangerous. Between Sam's and Costco, it's the two most dangerous parking lots in the United States. See you later, Tom. NZRTRN4DJC.
Okay, Jerry. Maybe we can meet up there sometime over at Sam's. We'd like that. Over when I come over there to the foot doctor. Yeah, it was 432 is what I was trying to think of that Ed had that on, and that's really hard to get to. But I had a friend that had VUCC on 6 meters, and I think he only ran 3 watts, but, you know, when it's there, it's there. I never did. I think I got 1 6-meter contact on Long Book of the World off my Carolina Wyndham, but I just never did mess with it. Anyways, take care, Jerry. Nice to hear you this morning, and yes, we're about ready to pull in 4DJC in 0TR 73.